Now, this is disturbing. You would have heard in that forum debate where Malcolm Turnbull took on Bill Shorten at the Windsor RSL on the 13th of May, Malcolm Turnbull rather comfortably rebutted a question about pathology bulk billing costs. Last year's mid-year budget update in December removed a bulk billing incentive payment for pathology tests to save Medicare $650 million. The payments were between $1.40 and $3.40 per test. They have been described as an incentive to pathologists to bulk bill rather than charge fees above the bulk billing rates. Now, you know where this is heading, because people who think, well, if something happens whereby the pathologist doesn't bulk bill, I'm up for a fairly expensive cost. Pathologists claim that removing the incentive would mean the public may have to pay for vital tests. And the Labor Party made a big issue of this. It shouldn't mean that at all, and I believe that's a dishonest interpretation of what it does mean, because the cost of pathology tests, well, firstly, the pathology test itself is now routinely carried out by machines rather than individuals, and the cost of pathology tests has plummeted over the years. I believe there's every justification for cutting back bulk billing incentive payments and explaining it, as I'm about to do, and people would understand. Far from anyone having to pay extra, I believe the government should force pathologists to bulk bill in return for public funds. Susan Lee wasn't prepared for that fight, the health minister, so she suddenly, within 24 hours, promised government legislation. She did a deal with them to bring down rents, R-E-N-T-S, rents, that pathologists have to pay for premises inside GP medical centres. Very convenient for them to be there. Pathologists pay a premium to locate themselves in these centres. What's this got to do with the taxpayer? I'm blowed if I know. Just as retailers pay a premium for shop fronts inside Westfield. Well, who will be the losers in the Susan Lee deal? GPs who own the medical centres. That's who. So the Susan Lee deal will indirectly increase many GP costs and thereby could put pressure on the GP to charge more than the bulk billing fee. Where are we? This is what happens when you make policy on the run.